Marvin in North Carolina, welcome to the Money Pit. What can we help you with today?
I'm going to install a 3/4-inch PEX pipe on my well out front.
Okay.
And run it in two directions. And I'm going under a driveway on each mm-hmm. side of the well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to run it about 15, 18 inches deep.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm wondering is that pipe going to be okay just in the ground? Now, this is just a gravel top driveway.
No, if you dig the trench out and run it under the driveway, and you said you're 15 to 18 inches deep, as long as you tamp the soil over it, uh-huh. I don't think you're going to have any problem. That's pretty strong pipe, and it's not easy to crush it.
Okay.
But then that's it's soil over the pipe and not directly gravel, correct?
Right. It's 15
right. It's
to 18
soil.
Inches
it's,
deep in the soil.
Okay.
It's pure sand over it and just, you know, a little bit of gravel on top of the driveway dirt.
Well, but, you know, if it's sand and it's real malleable, it uh-huh. could be a problem. But if it's tampable and you can compress it, I think it's okay.
Could you switch out some of that sand for that sand that's mixed with concrete that's used in, like, southern areas where the soil tends to be pretty moist?
You may be able to just tamp that area with more of a gravel mix. But the key is you want to make sure it's tamped really well. If you get a solid tamp, then you're not going to have a problem.
Okay, good. Apparently,
right.
Then the soil kind of disperses the weight.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's what I was hoping you'd say.
All right, Marvin. We're happy to help you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.